You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Dr. Michelle Cohen, and welcome to my couch, as you always are on Tuesdays here, 12 noon Pacific Standard Time, and wherever you're at in the world, welcome. And I have a wonderful guest today. You can see her in the split screen next to me. But, you know, guests who will improve your life, basically all aspects, whether it's, you know, finding your better self or improving relationships, helping your own health, helping you elevate your spiritual self, listening better to your inner voice, that kind of stuff. So today my guest will teach you about a system that allows for anyone seeking healing, self-healing, or elevating their spiritual self, improving their relationships, and just making your life a lot better for yourself. She's written an amazing book, and she's going to share that with us. It's not only like a workbook, but it really has teachings that you will benefit from so much, as I have, by the way. And my special guest next to me, as you can see, is Connie Huebner. Hi, Connie.
Hello.
Welcome to the couch here with me.
Thank you. It's nice to be on your couch.
I have you, Connie. Healing. There she is, right there on the cover. The book she's talking about is Divine Mother Healing, and it's vibrational healing tools, which we all need, for your body, mind, and spirit. There she is, a nice big book. And I love it because it has some amazing tools, and she'll be talking more about those. And if you need longer lessons, if you need sort of little mini lessons to just kind of take care of certain things going on in your life, Connie's going to help us today. So thank you again so much for coming here on the couch, Connie. It's great to have you.
You're very welcome.
Well, let me just give you, listeners out there, a little bit of bio about Connie. Connie Huebner is a leading spiritual leader, a luminary of these times, and she's the founder of Divine Mother Guidance and Healing. By the way, she's communicating and has a connection, found divine messages of healing and knowledge for many people. And Connie is unique among spiritual teachers. And you know, I've had many different spiritual teachers here on the couch with me. She's not only receiving divine messages, but what she does, and especially in her book, Divine Mother Healing, is teach others how to help themselves and how to reach out and help other people as well in the world. And she can teach anyone to receive their own answers to life's questions. And she's learned this from many spiritual teachers, masters. She's been on a quest for a long time, such as Babaji, Mahesh Yogi, and of course, Ram Dass, some of our favorite spiritual leaders here. All right, with that, let us go and start talking about your book, Connie, and some of the amazing journeys that you have to share with us. And first of all, I think it's really
Divine Mother Healing is it's energy healing that I have received from Divine Mother, tools and techniques, methods that I have received from her. And people say, well, how did you receive that? And I went on a solo inward journey.
Yes.
There was a point in my life where I had been meditating for quite some time, and I was experiencing that vast source of all the universe, that unified field.
Sure.
And yet I was not experiencing a personal relationship with God. I wanted to talk to God. I wanted to shake hands with God, meet God. And so many of the spiritual teachers, including Jesus Christ, was always said, the kingdom of heaven is within you. So I thought, okay, I'll go within and look for that kingdom of heaven.
Yeah.
So I spent, I don't know, several months just quietly sitting in my room by myself. And I was not meditating. That I want to make that distinction. I was seeking. And so I would say, okay, show me the kingdom of heaven. Where is it? What is it? I want somebody to talk to. I know what pure being is. Now I want to experience the divine being.
Right, right.
And one day as I was sitting there, I had a very powerful experience where I perceived in my inner vision a wave of light rising up out of this vast, silent ocean of wholeness.
Right.
Rising up and like golden wave of pure light. And then it divided. And then the two waves that it divided again.
Wow.
And then those four divided and divided. And then they started to interact with each other. And I was observing little like streams of vibration going off in different directions, particles of light. Mm. But what I was impressed with was they were clearly intelligent. Mm. They weren't just random.
Right,
this was like a very orderly, intelligent process that was going on. And at one point, something in me said, "Who are you?" And the inner answer I immediately got was, "I am the Divine Mother, and I am birthing the universe. I'm manifesting. She was in the process of creating, and she was showing me how she creates."
Mm-hmm.
And so then, I mean, I was very awed, and it was an incredibly expansive experience. And afterwards, I thought, the divine being. I think the divine being has just displayed itself to me.
Yeah.
I want to meet her. I want to talk to her.
Right.
And so I started, I started teaching myself, but in the process of that, I went to different classes and so on. And I learned how to hone my attention at this subtle level and how to actually ask, you know, ask and you receive is the law of the universe.
Right.
Exactly. So whatever you ask for, you will receive in divine timing.
Yes, exactly.
Because I didn't just get to talk right away.
Right.
I had to train myself.
Sure,
and one of the things that I needed to learn was to clear blocks in my system because I was...
Yeah.
My heart was tight. My throat was choked. I couldn't always express verbally the things I wanted to say. And I was too shy or, intimidated or threatened by somebody.
Sure.
Anyway, and so I started learning how, being guided to clear these things. I didn't even know it at the time.
Yeah.
But what I had learned, what I learned to clear myself with over, and this process took place over several years. And honestly, it's still taking place. I still am learning more.
Wow. Every
week by week, month. The more I work with people, the more I learn.
Oh, that's so amazing.
But what I've learned, as much as I had learned up to the time I wrote this book, is in the book. Because there are about 28 vibrational tools and ways to work with energy to clear yourself, to heal old wounds that we have, especially wounds in the heart, where the heart is so battered and damaged.
Oh my gosh.
And so these healing tools are very, they actually work.
Sure.
I work with many thousands of people around the world I've worked with, both in groups and individually. And I teach classes. And one of the things I do teach is teach people how to begin and activate that divine communication.
Oh, beautiful. I love that.
So anyway, that's kind of how I, that's definitely how I got started. And
That's amazing.
So now I want people to know that you can be an energy healer. It's not that hard.
Right.
And you just have to work with divine energy. That's the most powerful energy.
Right.
So whenever I'm talking to the Divine Mother, I always test to make sure, are you really the Divine Mother? Or is this just my mind?
Well,
thinking something. So I have some tests I ask, do you come in the name of the divine truth? of the universe. And I also, sometimes I just say, do you come in the name of the infinite God? And if I get a yes answer, anyway, then I can go forward.
I see.
If I don't get a yes answer,
okay,
or if I'm doubtful in any way,
right,
I will start saying, go into the light, which is one of my healing tools.
Sure.
I say, go into the light, because whatever energy that is,
yes,
by going into the light, it'll evolve, it'll unfold, it'll
right,
improve. So
right.
So I go into the light is one of my tools. Another one is, these are two, I call them divine commands,
the break command.
Mm-hmm. And the break command, lots of times we are, and this, I was myself, congested. One of the reasons I couldn't always speak is because my throat was like tense.
Right.
And I realized that I had been, you know, taught not to be myself.
Uh-huh.
I had been trained as a child, say that, or don't tell Aunt Margaret that.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Anyway, all those kinds of things that how children get.
Well, sure, exactly. It's amazing, right?
And some of the things children want to say are, are very powerful. I mean, they've come directly from a divine place, and they happen to have a lot of knowledge that gets turned off by not only by their families but by the culture.
Right. And, it's so true. You know, many of those teachers talk about that. And even contemporaries who are very popular, you know, Dr. Bruce Lipton talks about, you know, how the messages that we receive, you know, from the parents is very influential, but also how we're still in that theta brainwave until we're like 7, 8 years old, still are close to. I just want to ask you real fast, Connie, these are not religious teachings, right? Because when I hear the word divine mother healing, I think of maybe a Christian based or a Catholic based religion, but this is not a religion based.
Teaching. No. In fact, the divine mother, as I know her, is universal. And every culture, every spiritual tradition that I've investigated has a divine mother figure.
Mm-hmm.
And when I begin, especially with either doing a healing session with an individual, I always call on all the aspects I know of that are like, Mother Mary,
right?
From the Christian, Shekinah from the Jewish tradition,
right?
There's the Divine Fatima from Islam,
right?
Buddhist, Lakshmi, Saraswati, Durga,
and
so on. And even the Celtic, I'm not as familiar with the Celtic tradition. My daughter has done a lot of research, and she knows she knows many more of the divine mother names than I do. But I pretty much know the five major world traditions of today.
Beautiful.
All have a divine figure. And so when I'm talking about them, I'm talking about the divine feminine, really.
Yes. Absolutely.
And how it's expressed in all the religious traditions.
Yes.
And unfortunately, in many of them has been suppressed.
Yes.
So that most of these religions have come up as patriarchal. But the Divine Mother, I mean, she needs to come back, because our world, even our religions, have gotten compromised. The whole world is in a mess right now.
It is, Connie.
It's divided. Yeah. People are split. They're isolated. They're afraid.
Yes.
And the mother is coming back now to bring her children home with love.
Yes.
This is her dominant, her dominant feature is that she has this powerful and unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've been raised sort of, at least I was, many people, I think, anyway, to think of love as just romantic.
Right. Exactly.
And, you know, or you love your family.
Right. Exactly.
But love truly is the vibration that animates the whole universe.
Right.
It keeps the planets spinning in their orbits.
Right,
It actually is the energy that keeps our bodies alive. It's just a romantic experience, although that's sure. one of the very beautiful, powerful expressions of love. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so when I'm talking about love, I'm really talking about life force.
Right, exactly. Love is the glue, isn't it?
Yeah.
Love is the glue that creates exactly. this 3D sensation, and also allows for us to go into 4 and 5D, if you will, whatever.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
And the unified field is, you know, a scientific reality, of course.
Yes.
You know, you've researched that. I know you have.
Yep.
But the unified field is absolutely where you were working with and you were tuning into, but you wanted to get deeper, not only in working with that universal consciousness, but you worked with, again, that healing, or the you really got into opening yourself up to receiving messages from this.
Yes, I want to clarify that the unified field I is the deepest, but there's much more to go into in that unified field.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
mm-hmm.
it's a never ending treasure.
Yes, yes, isn't it?
And that you can pull things out of.
Right.
And I went into it because I wanted to pull out the personal expression, the creator, which has appeared to me as Divine Mother.
Right. Exactly.
And,
beautiful.
And I like it because not only because that's what I was given.
Right.
But because the divine feminine has been repressed for so
mm-hmm.
long,
mm-hmm.
and our world has become imbalanced,
yes.
and it needs to be brought back into balance, and that the divine feminine nature hasn't been allowed to express in any of us, male and female.
Sure.
And often,
sure.
you know, it's been ridiculed, it's been abused. It's been, you know, humiliated and you know, all kinds of things. It's where that deep knowledge and intuition
mm-hmm.
resides
mm-hmm. Yes.
That we really need desperately in the planet.
Yeah,
today.
Sure. And we're all divine human beings, by the way. You say that every
yes.
spiritual master, everyone, you know, who's on a quest for, you know, a higher level of consciousness, if you want to call it that, you know, we
sure.
are. All
oh, yeah.
high spiritual beings, you know.
Right.
So,
one of the things Divine Mother says a lot is you are a divine being in a physical form.
Yes.
And remembering
absolutely.
That you're, and as
right.
you remember, mm-hmm. divine skills develop.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
One of the skills is mm-hmm. healing.
Yes.
And so I'm offering these tools not because I think they're the be all and end all. I think
mm-hmm.
each
mm-hmm.
of these tools, if a person uses them, is going to guide that person into the deeper use of the tool.
Right, exactly.
And more powerful. I found that myself.
Yes.
In the beginning, and even like with the book, it's set up so that you can read the tool.
Right.
Now that's very superficial.
Yes.
Right. You just read it. But there's something going on inside of you as you read it. Your energy is gathering around it. Your energy
right.
is moving
mm-hmm.
as you tell
mm-hmm.
it to move.
Mm-hmm.
One of the simple, really probably the simplest one is the divine light. Well, you now, more divine light and more divine light is pouring.
And we have to calm our minds in order to do this. Of course, we have to, right? We
right.
have to get into a very calm place in order to just allow this to come in.
Yes.
And it doesn't, and you do teach, and I didn't mean to interrupt you at all. You do teach, you know, some of the ways in which we can get into complete relaxation, calm our minds and
right.
allow for this information to come. I just wanted to show everybody your book again. There you are on the cover.
There I am.
And I always get the lights here. There you go.
You know,
go.
I put my picture on the front because I thought maybe somebody will recognize me.
Yeah.
Somebody I've been with in the past or
there you go. All right, here it is. Divine Mother Healing. It's healing tools for your body, mind, and spirit. And a nice large paper. Lessons are lovely. And there's so much in keeping. I just wanted to say this. with a lot of my teachings as originally a cognitive behavioral psychologist.
Oh, wow.
And humanistic teachings, which all have to do with empathy and love as a psychologist. You know, working with people, loving people, reaching out, understanding their inner feelings, you know, having empathy. And yet keeping your aura clear and taking care of yourself as well. So, and in your book, you talk about the idea at the very beginning of creating a wholeness, right?
Yes.
So what is that? What is the wholeness idea about, Connie?
Well, the wholeness is already present.
Okay.
It's that unified field.
Okay.
That's what I mean by the wholeness.
Okay.
It's everything in purpose, but it's everything. So that's what makes it so whole.
Sure. Exactly. Exactly.
And so we're really softening into that wholeness. I was really looking for a word that was kind of a neutral word.
Sure.
But it's hard to find neutral words.
Right. Because everybody attaches meaning to, is that what this means or whatever?
One of the things when I begin my process with somebody is I say, we are one in the wholeness of all that is. We are one with each other. We are one with God. So I want to establish that really we are all unified. You know, we're all very connected.
We are
in this unified field. And one of the developments, a significant development in the growth of consciousness, is to actually experience that stage. It's an awakening state to experience that you still look the same.
you still
operate in the, you know, in a material field where things, where objects are all up here and so on.
Sure.
But there's an inner sense of unity with all of it. And it's not even, it's a knowingness.
Right.
And when that happens, the whole world, everything, it's almost like cheers. it celebrates.
Yes.
Like, now you're not separating. I'm thinking about the trees and the animals and you're not separating yourself from us.
Right.
You're not pulling back. And we do, humans do think when we believe we're separate.
Yes.
We try to control something else, or we use it like the way we've used nature.
Sure.
And abuse nature and often the way we use each other. Mm-hmm. The greed that I have to have this and you can't.
Right.
Or I need to have this because, I mean, my take on greed is that it's like a survival mechanism.
Right.
I gotta have this or I might, you know, who knows?
Yes.
I might disappear. I might die.
Right.
But once you have that sense of wholeness, you realize that you're one with everything. And not only that everything wants to support you.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
So instead of being tense about everything, you can relax and let everything support you.
Right. Open yourself up, which leads me to something else that you guys in yourself, and I always love to hear really super leader masters and spiritual innovators, you know, talk about their journey. But you said at one time your heart was constricted, and then you are teaching in your book how to open up our hearts.
Right.
So can you elaborate on that a little bit more?
Well, yes. When I first had that experience of the Divine Mother, this as the big wave, and I came out, it's like my heart was sort of like just broken open.
Yeah.
And the first impression was, I can't, I got to hide. I've got to gather all these pieces and put them back. I don't want to show anybody.
Right.
Because I might get hurt.
You'll be vulnerable. Right. Exactly.
Yes. It was the fear of being vulnerable.
Right.
And then I so got to think my message that, wait a minute. This is not the way to live.
Hiding
all the time.
Yes.
Which is what I was doing. And I remember in high school, getting ready for a like the prom, and I had this gorgeous dress with a, you know, where my, not, I wouldn't say low cut, but it was,
Yeah,
you
sure.
know, my chest was showing, and I was so nervous
Oh
that I got a rash.
my
And I
gosh. Yeah.
realized I was, and of course, there I was with a gorgeous dress and a big rash on my chest
Oh,
and throat.
right.
And anyway, I realized I was afraid to be the beautiful me.
Yes. No,
You
yes.
know,
Yeah, I
I mean,
understand.
I was in this
Sure.
gorgeous gown, and
Yes.
I like I could be her.
Right.
I realized that, wow, I'm really holding myself back, and it's
Right.
holding my heart back.
Right,
So I
right.
did spend, and I've spent a long time. I'm still spending it, you know,
Sure,
opening
sure.
our, oh, just being
Right.
my real self, being
Sure, that's beautiful.
as authentic as I can. And
Exactly.
these tools help people do that, because we do put up walls, you know, when something happens.
Right. We
You know,
do.
we put
Yeah.
up walls, and we put and so the walls are part of the vibration that we need to break.
Yes. Boy, is that true? Yeah.
Yeah.
And you talk about clearing those walls and clearing your aura and you
Oh,
know,
yeah.
and lots of teachings with and I know you've studied these too, I'm sure, is the Institute of Heart Math, you know, up here in
Yeah.
California in
I
Palo
love that.
Alto.
I love that heart math, because
Yes.
they're making, like, scientifically
Yes.
clear
Yes.
what I've been talking about and
Yes.
experiencing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. They're legitimizing, I mean, the reality of opening your heart and
Yeah.
using the tools to really clear ourselves
Right.
and love that which we are
Right.
as you know, wonderful beings and give that to others as
Yeah.
well. Yeah.
And
And that's what you do. That's what you do.
what people say to me, because I work a lot with clearing the energy in the heart. Heart, throat, and solar plexus have really been
Oh.
compromised.
Why has it?
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, and in what ways can you share that a little bit more? Because of this COVID thing, especially for the last couple of years, we haven't been able to
Well,
speak our voice and share and communicate as much and
yes.
get that energy in our solar plexus and
Right,
right.
but before that, even, I mean,
Yeah.
you know, the things we've learned in school,
Yeah.
and the thing,
Yeah.
the way we've learned to just be like, try to be like everybody else. I mean,
Right.
we can't, and there are all those rebels who, like, I can't be like everyone else. I've got to be
Right.
myself, and that's actually being encouraged today.
Yes.
But it wasn't when I was growing up, and you know, I had to just look. And I even remember, my name, my real name is Constance, and
Oh, I love
thank you.
that.
And when I went to
Yes.
kindergarten, the teacher said, now, and my parents called me a really cool name. It was Kanta, and
Oh.
it was kind of an exotic name. Now
Yeah.
I, you know, a lot of people have exotic names
Yeah,
today.
sure.
But
I'm
so she said, now, do you
Kanta.
want me to call you Kanta,
Oh.
Constance, or Connie? And
Oh.
it immediately went, then, oh,
Yes.
I need to be like everybody else. I don't want to have this unusual name like Kanta.
Right, exactly. So you
So,
don't
I
want
mean,
to.
I really have had to break through
Yeah.
a lot of those kind of
Yeah.
need, you know,
Yeah.
barriers.
Something that go ahead. I'm sorry, Connie. Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to say, you
Yeah.
asked me, how do I find that in somebody?
Yes.
When somebody sits down with me, they tell me their issues, and then I start calling on the divine, and I start expanding when I call on the divine. I start consciously unifying with the divine. And then I can start feeling, my sense of touch
Wow.
is very awake.
Yes. Yes.
But so it's on a tons it's also feel in
Right. Right.
what's going on in their heart.
Wow.
And
Yeah.
it's not that I know the issues that, oh, you just broke up with your boyfriend or something.
Right. Right.
It's
Right.
what
Right.
I know, there's a pain there. I can
Yes.
feel the pain
Yes.
in the heart,
Yes.
or I
Yes.
can feel the shame in the solar plexus.
Yes.
And so
Yes.
then I'll start using the divine tools. I'll first I'll ask the person to soften. The softening is a
Oh
really
yes.
powerful tool for settling down and getting at these deeper levels.
Yes.
Because the pain and the shame and the fear, they're not just on the surface.
Right.
We are multidimensional beings, and they're they've gotten deeper and deeper. They're layered. So
that's
why I have to often repeat the go command.
Yes.
One, go into the light, then go. Another layer, go into the light, and another layer. Make brain vibratory congestion.
Right.
Or grids or thick heaviness. And I experience it like this because I said I'm tactile.
Yes.
So I'll experience it as a weight.
Right.
Or a sharp. I'll even experience and then I'll put my attention there, and I'm asking Divine Mother, what do we do? And she'll, I have a protocol that she's given me, but which is in the book. It's the sequence of the tools in the book. She's
right. Here's the book, everybody.
Right.
Yep.
But sometimes it's like, okay, she wants me to pour in divine light, but I'm sensing that there was a contract, an agreement, contract, vow, commitment somebody made in the past that now isn't serving them.
Right.
And this is one of my tools.
Yes, yes.
These vows and commitments we make are their energy.
Right, they are.
And it's an energy that sets in. And if, say, this happens a lot, that somebody was married and they took a marriage vow, and then they didn't work out, they got divorced, and then later on they met someone else, and that old vow is often still
energy
fluctuating.
Yes, right.
And it's limiting their ability to really give and embrace the new vow.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
It really does, Connie.
Yeah. So I have a tool for that.
Yes, yes.
And there's another common vow among spiritual people is in other lifetimes, and even sometimes in this lifetime, they've taken a vow, like a spiritual vow of something like some kind of physical abstention or chastity, and now they're in a relationship, and they are being pulled by the old vow, like, oh, I shouldn't be doing this,
right?
Shouldn't be, you know, I shouldn't be having sex with my partner because I took a vow of, you know, abstinence,
right,
and so that needs to be shattered and broken and sent into life.
So, clearing old energies and beliefs and shattering those things. And that's what you do when you're, you know, working with people.
Yes. And when I say shatter, I mean, it's the energy that needs to
of course.
Needs to be shattered.
It's clearing that, you know, for individuals. And I am totally into clearing energy, and of course done a lot of work with chakras with people, and
oh great,
you know, how to cut binding ties and stuff that. But
perfect.
I love that part of your book too. I wanted to get into this briefly, and I didn't know if you wanted to do it, but I would feel like it, only if you feel like it. And if the vibe isn't right, Connie, I'm totally here with you, you know. I'm good with that. But if you wanted to, you know, give perhaps, I'll say a little selfish, maybe
a message
to me, and also perhaps a message to our listeners out there who are viewing and watching as well. So whatever you might want to tune in and do that would be so cool, because I think everyone's at this time, especially,
and it'll
looking
give me
for guidance.
It'll give me a chance to explain to people how I do this.
Yes.
I don't know if you can, I want to give you the steps, but it took me a while to practice. And in the classes, when I do teach this, I'm with people for 8 weeks.
Oh my goodness.
And they're practicing.
So they're working with you. Yes. On their level.
But I will give you the exact steps that so I'll just do it, and I'll tell you what I'm doing as I do.
Okay, and we do have a limited time frame of about 5 minutes. So I didn't want to push you into pressure you or anything like that.
No problem.
So whatever, you know, whatever you feel is you know, okay with me.
So. Do you want to talk already? Okay. I've talked to her now.
She's been with you.
All right. So maybe instead of giving those steps, I'll do it first. And then if we have time, I'll give the steps.
Super.
Okay. Super. So already she's saying, I am Divine Mother. I come in the infinite truth of all that is. And I want you to know, Michelle, that you are doing Divine Mother service.
Good.
I appreciate people back into their wholeness, into their self. I love you. And I want you to know I am working with you.
Good. Beautiful.
I am supporting you. Trust yourself. You are a powerful being on this planet. I'm with you and I love you. And now to all of the audience. I am the Divine Mother of the universe. I love you and I give you permission to love yourselves, to open your hearts and heal and wake up to the truth of how glorious you are. I want you to know that, yes, my life is dedicated to you unfolding your full potential. Soften in your hearts now. Soften in your throats. Soften in the third eye. Soften the crown. Divine love is pouring into you. Divine love is opening your heart to your divine purpose, to the reason that you were born on this planet. You have gifts to give. Beautiful, wonderful gifts. To help us transform the human race. Don't doubt yourself. I am here to support you. I love you. I want you to get to know me. So if you say, yes, in your quiet times, being centered in your heart, solar plexus, say, Divine Mother, come forth. And just say it in your heart voice. Because I am in your heart. Divine Mother, come forth. Yes, yes. And then soften and pause. And look for a signal from me. Just be silent for a moment. You'll notice a vibrational signal, either a shift in the energy, an expansion, a deepening, a quickening in your heart. I signal each of you slightly differently because you and I are intimately connected. And then when you notice that signal, say, is that you, Divine Mother? and look, I'm going to teach you how to read vibration. A yes answer would be expansion or a deepening, anything that increases power, increases energy. Oh. A no would be a contraction.
Right.
Diminishing energy.
Yes.
And if nothing happens, just consider that as a no and try again, because I want you to be certain that you have me. And then the next step is to say, do you come in the name of the infinite truth? Or you could say the divine truth. Something that is magnificent, the most magnificent truth in the universe. And look again for expansion to verify that you are receiving from the highest level of life. And then after, the fourth and last step is, what is your message? And the message will be an energy message that you will learn how to translate into words.
Whoa.
But at first, and for some people, the words may come immediately. But for many people, it takes a little practice to translate the energy message into a verbal message.
Whoa.
Yes, she's saying, so use your intuition. Feel into it. Connie asks people to describe the energy they're noticing, and be it shoulders. Some people will just see a brilliant light pouring in.
Yes.
That energy is communicating something to you.
Right.
So then work with, what is it communicating now?
Right.
You'll feel the meaning. You'll sense the meaning.
Yes.
And then we're on our way to talk.
Beautiful. Oh, Connie, thank you so much for sharing that with us. That was beautiful. Appreciate, you tuning in and spreading the beautiful word. Again, everybody, here's her book, Divine Mother Healing, Connie Huebner. It's a wonderful read. Open up yourself, heal yourselves, help others. Wonderful lessons, vibrational healing tools for your mind, body, and spirit. Connie, what is the best way that viewers and listeners can find out more about you and get your book?
Okay. My website is divinemotheronline.net.
Beautiful. Okay.
And if you go there, my book is there. You can also go to Amazon or Barnes and Noble, or come into our website, and there's a click that will take you to purchasing the book. And I do offer a lot of classes.
Great.
And I offer Dialogue with Divine Mother classes.
Perfect.
Learning how to refine what I just
exactly
did.
Right.
And would love to have you come. There are a lot of free things we offer. We have a lot of, I hate to say that I'm giving away this, but I have a lot of about 10 free holes in your aura. One is there. The heart exercise is there.
Right. And they're all beautiful. Yes.
So come to the website and explore.
Aw, thank you so much.
DivineMotherOnline.net.
Beautiful, Connie. Well, blessings to you, and thank you so much for being here on the couch with me. It's a pleasure.
Yes, it's been wonderful. Thank you so much.
It's great meeting you. You're welcome. Take good care.
I will. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, everybody, and do take care of yourself first. You'll be great for others, and that's the way it works in the world. I'll be back next week. With more wonderful help with another author here on the couch. Bye-bye.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Radio.